topic out. So, this will be a bilingual reading, and I'll read the English translation first, and then the poems in their original Irish. That's the way to go for a try that, and we'll see what happens. I'll read from this book first. As Alva mentioned, Imram Odyssey is a bilingual collection published by Ireland House, and I was in Slovenia 4 years ago on a residency, and this book is kind of based on my adventures there, and it takes its cue from the Imram, the old Irish form where the great Irish hero goes off into another world. I mean, this time it's the hero is a woman. I start off this poem, Hall of Drana, No Man's Land, and when I was in Slovenia, I was staying in Kopar, which is very near Trieste, and there was a lot of traffic up and down to Trieste, a lot of women from Kopar going up there to work. But even though Slovenia was in the EU at the time, there was still the border stop, the Slovene border stop, and then the No Man's Land, and then the Italian border stop. So that just reminded me of travelling up and down to the north when I was a child up to visit my extended family. No Man's Land. Why the no man's land between the borders of these two countries? A place where footsteps are measured by the space between two stamps. Could it be that whoever decides on boundaries has noticed that pebbles wobble from side to side? Blades of grass bend a certain way according to the whim of the wind, and that birds have been known to carry twigs and pieces of earth from one country to the other. Have they not heard of that island where the border has disappeared, where its people are no longer brigands of each crossing, lovers of what they are forbidden? Talib Adrana. Siga an talib Adrana idir Pjornaka an Dalhir Shah. Oj adoster kush kemen adarer an spash idir gaz thampa. An egor hug kibaydin aranian kriaka finyara. Gumi an tlokini ag luska o hev gutev. Galupter idro oriha na ribi fair. Mar vulan an te an vi. Is gamogan enini brusna is pisi cray. O Hirawan Kutir Ella. Nor Hulahas Twin Ilan in a Willan Toran Imiha as Ryark. Och Nok Yenther Jibrabi got Trasniha Nismo Dom Winter. Eid Imorale Shoot Nok Gadithir Doi. Is that mic working all right?
Okay, yeah.
It's just sort of right in my face. Is that all right now? Can you hear
it? Yeah.
Yes. Just have a difficulty when it's sort of going on. I read a couple of more poems now from this book. This one, when I was there, I got to know the work of Shrepo Kozabel, who was a Slovene writer who died in the early part of the 20th century. He was only 22, and he caught meningitis in a train station in Trieste. And he left a huge body of work after him, much of which could have been written today. It was amazing how fresh it was. But when I was there, I bought one of his books. It was a gift book, and the pages on the inside were red. So I used to have it out every morning and read a bit from it. And it was a bit like a Bible. Daily Bible. A book on the lintel of morning waits to be read, its pages in shades of white, its letters in shades of black, to remind me that each page has been folded in two, that each is read on its verso. How surprised I was when I first opened it, and blood spilled from the folds, just as each day I come on names, on plaques, in alleys in every town where heroes fought their last in the dusk of tyranny. Bibla Lay. lower or lim there in imagina, ek fanok than a leov. Na lahani is gohana the wan, na litrica is gohana the go. The curry gunnabum who will gok lahanok filcha in a ga la, gok janok u jarak er an tave tuho. Nok more on tientus a honic urum, an chet law or uskul may a, is there skep fwil on a fifaka. Jirk mar hagam er anok u gok law, u gael shroj gok walya, hoch er chas na leakra on fold, u glap hollis na chirantukta. When I was there, just like in Imram, where you're faced with many challenges, and you have to overcome them and then proceed older and wiser. So there were many challenges that I had to come to terms with. And this next poem I call Eat the Orange, and it's about deciding whether I should stick it out or throw in the towel. And the title is, the idea is like, eat the peach, or who dares to eat the peach. Eat the orange. This morning, as I wonder whether to go or stay, an orange rolls into my wardrobe and teeters on the edge of the shelf above my clothes. I watch it sway from side to side, expecting it to come crashing down, but after some time it reaches an equilibrium of sorts and turns its stalk to me as though to say, why not rip off my rind and bite into my pith? It isn't long before I decide. On the one hand, how could I devour it now that we are almost on speaking terms? On the other, it seems foolish to banish it to whichever part of the room it has come from and let it languish there until its skin shrivels, its flesh putrefies, and the stench alerts someone else to its presence. Ith an Tarashta. Hermagin, agus mei idir gá chórdha, chórdham fanacht no baliúlam, Rollin a rush that is jock in Vardrus, is lunian imon the shelf of strong of which aby. Bratnian a bracharok, o heav gutave, may exul gujokishe anus the horch, ak arian lesh a chortum o wanchamok, is cossum a goss in pro, owl is thamnech a raw, kin faunach striking through and crackajian, the shlav o wanchas was musak. Ni father binyan kinna, love awan, kin kli a dating ea iha, agus gorgeous krohia atrin. Love ella, veche amajok ea yibrich, e kibbe kunya den shomra atar honik shay, agus ligando fanabdan, a sharabog a kraken, govyog a kud shiola, e kur a braina in ulu, the winna ekant ella. I read one more poem from this book. Slovenia, of course, was part of Yugoslavia, and there was a lot of obviously fighting in Central Europe that was going on for 700 years, I think. And this poem is one day one of the poets who actually comes from Zagreb, he brought my friend and me, he brought the two of us into Croatia, and he brought us first of all to the Heroes Park, where there was a bust of the different heroes, the partisans who died in 1944, and one of them was his father. So that was like really amazing, like sort of looking at him standing by the bust of his father, whom he barely knew. And brought us then down to one of the castles and showed us the torture chambers and what was left of the bells that Mussolini had collected to melt down and have bullets made of. torment. Now that we have crossed the border, we can visit the heroes' park and their place of torment. Look at the rack on which each victim was stretched until he became taller and thinner than any supermodel. Here also are what's left of the bells gathered by Mussolini to make bullets. I lay my hand on one, but it was silenced when its heart was ripped out, as are my complaints now about the small towels that sand me each morning, the mosquitoes that devour me each evening. The Myrna flows on, washing the sins of the mountain. My guide reaches up to a branch and picks for me the fruit of the Ladanya. Kesa. O Harley and Gul and Chor and Thrasmia Avin, is Sajor Kurch a Hurch or Fark Nalepra, is there on it a Gesta? Ranu Aran Rapa, Erishin Tigot Ibertuk, Garausha Nis Irja, is Nis Tani, Nasar Abanakin Erbe. And Shaw Freshen, Paul Wood Falka, then a Tignity, a Wally Mussolini, the Pillier, a Yen of Jeeves. Lagam Love, Erchianakum, a Kabala VOA, Narabanyu, a Kreeja, Fui Marabala Vinter Maklauson, Fui Natuali Bioga, a Liam Dom Sanabu, Gok Fajan, Nokor Viota, a Liam Dom Shiavu, Gok Isha, Quinian and Myrna Urhi, a Gni, Faki and Schleva, Ishina Mokrori, a law in Nis, he gave the care and the Danya of Shabuda. I read a poem or two from this book, Fiocafola, which is an account in poetry of the hepatitis B scandal in Ireland. Which is a scandal in which 1,600 Irish women were infected with hepatitis C. Some died and many had their health compromised.
When was that?
Well, the scandal emerged, if you like, actually it was a doctor from Cork who exposed it. It was in 1994. Mm. But the contaminated immunoglobulin had been distributed in there were 2 years, 1977 and 1991.
Right.
And then the scandal broke in February of 2004.
Right.
And then that was the Finlay Tribunal was the one that looked into that. That's often confused with the Lindsay Tribunal, which was looking into the other blood scandal, which was the one that concerned the plasma, which was given to the haemophiliac. So in a sense, you know, the hepatitis B scandal was more or less all women, and the other was men with hemophilia.
Right. Was it dropsy then, or was it true STIs, or what was it just?
Well, the hepatitis C scandal, it was an in-house scandal. The Blood Transfusion Board themselves manufactured this contaminated product. What it means is that, say, if a woman who has negative blood gives birth to a baby who has positive blood, she gets this injection within 48 hours, and it's to kill off any antibodies that might still be in her system, which could attack a baby in a subsequent pregnancy. And like before this was invented, this anti-D, you know, a lot of children died, you know, there was like what you call two babies and that, whereas this sort of you know, did away with that problem. And this immunoglobulin was manufactured by the Blood Transfusion Service Board, but they ignored their own rules and they manufactured a product which had been donated by a donor who had jaundice, who had hepatitis. So that's how that happened. That's not right. And then, of course, they were very reluctant to admit anything was done and that was their fault, and the Dáil was. Yeah, there was faith in the Dáil, and they were very reluctant to admit him. Eventually, anyway, there was an admission of guilt, and a tribunal was set up, and the women were compensated. But what is compensation? What monetary compensation can compensate you for your loss of your health?
Well,
So anyway, this is really cheerful stuff. So I'll read two poems from this book. I read this one, Sisters Week. This one takes its cue from a poem by Marina Tsvetaeva, the Russian poet. She has this poem, I can't even remember the correct title, but it's about where she neglected her housework and her kids and went off dancing on the beach and had a whale of a time. And this is sort of taking that poem and giving it a different twist. Sisters. We have not escaped hell, though we had accepted our lot, the chores apportioned to us. Nor were we lured from the cradles of our children to bonfires lit by vagabonds. As we leaned over those same cradles, innocent as the children in them, the vagabonds slunk up to us. Never fear, fine spinners, good housekeepers. It isn't we who are renowned for slovenly needlework. Nor is there any point thinking during those sleepless nights what hand fate would have dealt us had we not accepted our lot. Had we danced naked under the stars, would we have been punished just the same? Our eyes are dry, our livers gnawed, hair has fallen from our heads, flesh has been clawed from our bones. Definitely, dear sisters, we have not escaped hell. At the poor Vigitia. Mullane, near Ari Lin Elu at Ifrin, Kegur Glockmish Lenara and Ongoing, Nadulgish Arinu Orin, Nishina and Mala O'Cleowan or Masur, Hichinta Kanab Nam Ligard, E Krumakun Nid Leavon Kena, Ko Lanavilish Nalani Unto, the Eden of Ligard, Echelti and Nis Hugginga, Is my his old Jeev of Anabrashaka, Gordon Ska or Jeus, Is not doing is dual clue, the drop of our snowage. Cain wa doing a howlu, snahitan to gone soon, ker the harlock, damel and dara ra agin, dal nas omish, lum not queen a reopi, unginfi, unhion, chena oring, jugu in a jora dar stula, tarinio on a grui dar gligana, shraku on yol dar gonova, canifer the hear ar neana, fujevan a brifur vigilcha. Your Ireland Elu as Ifrin. Okay, well maybe one poem's enough from that collection. Well, should I read one more or
something? Yeah, one more.
Okay. I read this one which takes its cue from the Bible, and it's kind of, there are poems in this book which sort of parallel the disintegration of the female body with the disintegration of Dublin City and how it was being ravaged by developers and that. And this one, it takes its cue from the Book of Prophets. And in the Book of Prophets, the good Lord appears, usually to the prophet, and then the prophet prophesies what's going to happen. But I've given this a twist, and I've written this poem in memory of Jonathan Wade, who is a painter who died tragically in the early 70s. And it was as if the paintings that he painted were prophesizing how Dublin would end up with all these kind of big metallic pipes. His painting, like, he had just become recognized and was just beginning to make a few bob, and the particular paintings he was working on at the time of his death were these big sort of urban scapes of big metallic pipes, and that is sort of what I'm talking about in this poem. Because this is the truth, in memory of Jonathan Wade. And some years ago the Lord appeared to the artist and said, your rulers mislead you. They destroy the road you walk on. All are greedy for profit and chase after bribes. This city is fast becoming a harlot. And the artist looked at what he had painted, images of a city in decay, mountains of twisted metal, cliffs of rusted refuse. He got out his palette, mixed his paints, and set to work filling canvases not with the images that surrounded him, but with those that were to come. Today, as I drove down the motorway, I saw what he'd painted before me, gigantic pipes in light grey, charcoal, grey-green, criss-crossing each other, and I wept for the city that had become a harlot. Or as Isha and Irina. Agus Tamil de Blinza Omin, Conis and Chirna Idohar and Ali and Thora, Agus Laura Lesh. Tal Dala Malog Alagam in the Kianari Earth. Gan Sim Aku Akim Rabbis is Sheen at Loiva. Scrissen Sheed and Bath Roads. Tas Tripak al Jenis and Tahir Shah. Agus Brani and Tali and Thor are Rab Kurda I Greek Ega. Ivan a Kaprok a Ligan I Leg. Knick a Vita a Costa. Alta Orda Brusker. Hope Sheyamak a Fale. Is Vas a Faintana. Is Leas Jack Erlan Uber. Ig Lina Canavos. Ni Leshna Hivan a Vi Harther. A Clo Shoot a Vila Chop. A new is make Skinner Sheaves on Mother Valak. Hunnik me osma kor amok a rau tarn gurha ega. Pi bi lia huraka is spad lia is lia galasa e trasnu er cheda agus chin me an kahar an yarnas tripok je. And I'll read a poem now from, how are we doing for time? I'll read one from, I'll read one from Bwashti is reading, but it's my first book with Bwashti Azrinka. Some of the poems from this are translated. They're in this book, Scarecrows and Newtonards. Most of this book is poems that are written in English, but there are some translations of poems from Bwashti Azrinka. So I'll read this poem, Shalda Seyo. It's about a seal woman, and it's a metaphor for moving between languages. And it's kind of, if we were talking earlier about Cara Rosa, it's kind of set down there. And it's, I think I kind of tend to write about the city a lot, or have poems set in the city a lot. This one is set down in Connemara. A time in her life. She was attracted to the land, damp though dry, and to the houses with their hearts and music. Though there was music in the sea, strength in the waves, the coral weed, every bit as beautiful as the gloves of heather that sprouted among the rocks, or the mongrisha that lined the road on her way to town. The people made her welcome, and though they knew that each time she came ashore, she hid her cloak in a loft or granary, no one tried to take it from her. Each time she stayed a little longer, knowing a day would come when she'd have to make a choice. She could always leave as long as she had her mantle, and who'd want to destroy a gift? Shall Dossail. Bishi Malsa Leshantir, Tash Akhtirim, is Leshnatiha Lenadinthai is a Gyol. Kegara Kyols and Ariga, Punyuts Natanta, and Amun Akarelach, in Karha Leshna Malta Frey, Avia Gubba Amok Idur Nakaragacha, is Leshan Velistrum Jarag, Ados, or Have and Vohar, Erebalach, Kalanwalya. Kornadini Fasha Rumpi, Agus Kegaraus Aku Gur Uli Shia Cloca, Ilukta Noi Mranchuk, Gak Ur Ahonik Shi Ijir, Nir Jenu Irok Deo Wanshji. Agus gach ur a honig si, wan si pubi shal ni sgwydja. Fias eki gwydjoch o glo, a mech urhi rawa a yenuf. Jaitach si fila agus a bia falin eki, agus ke a vetig iri, brontanus a villa. And I read one more from this, shall I? And it's another one. Takes its cue from the Bible also, from Jacob's Ladder. And I I used to go for a walk for that, and this one, before we had the house in Connemara, we used to stay in Galway in the Carrick Village. We used to rent an apartment there, and years ago, and we'd also go for a walk for the car up there, so that was sort of where part of the inspiration this comes from. And then I live quite near Herbert Park, so I often go walking there, and you see people playing tennis there, even like in the depths of winter, they're out playing tennis. So there are some of the ideas in this poem, Jacob's Ladder. It's easy enough to spot them, the angels sent down from heaven. Some have that extra spring in their step. They tend to be good at tennis or basketball, sports that propel them upwards as though they are about to take flight. But each time their feet touch base, they are reminded of their sin. Others have become more attuned to their task. The beggar whose thirst is never quenched, the African woman whose pitcher of water never seems to suffice. At times I notice a strange cloud formation, and if I puncture a piece of cardboard, hold it to the light, I can almost make out the rungs of a ladder superimposed on the kitchen wall. Dreamer Jacob. Is first the galore I the ahant, Nahangal e Jibriu asna flahish. Being prab fui leh in a gusa e kujaku, is love why aku erin nadog noer in gishvel. Clihi a haman susi, maradavish re the hetchant. Ach gach ur a ein shin lan a mun den talav, kurter a baki I gudna boiv. Bin kuj ela aku I zahi an nulgus, an far a jerk an ach vajer a hark a hosav, an van Africa, nach an yenin a will in a krushi ishka krush riav. An ishas a rish, togam puinyar a kruch ashtok ar na nevda, agus ma ardiam kun leish, pisa kart klar, a will pol kurha akam an, Is Jug not Fajr, Rummy Dreamer, a Yenhamak, Eat Fur Hitcher, Arvala, Nikishtana. So I think that'll do me, Gurmi, and I'll have to. Thank you.